This is the road to the Latino vote, La Ruta del Voto Latino. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, linking ethnic media and public radio. Reporter Diego Graglia is on the road from New York City to Mexico City, talking to Latinos about the issues and the candidates in this year's presidential election.
Así que ya me dijo por quién va a votar prácticamente.
Probablemente sí, porque yo lo que quiero es la seguridad del país.
I'm Diego Graglia, and I'm in New Orleans, Louisiana, with Diane Schnell. She's the news director of KGLA Channel 42 Telemundo, the local Spanish language station. We were on the phone with your aunt recently, and we were speaking Spanish, so I want you to tell me in English what we were talking about with her.
She follows the politics strongly. She believes that as a Hispanic, as a person who came here from another country and became a citizen here, she believes that you must protect the country, United States of America, and your right to be here and your views. She's more interested in the security of the country than she is in, say, immigration issues and other issues that may come up. Her belief is that McCain has more of experience and will have more supporters at the end of the day than Obama will.
You started a Spanish language newscast last week. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, the community, the Hispanic community in New Orleans is growing. It's been reported to either be doubling, at least doubling, if not tripling. So there wasn't any visual news that we could give the community, and they were asking for it. It was in demand, so we decided to go ahead and give it to them.
So Hispanics before were, in a way, invisible?
Yes. Some companies, media agencies, have considered them the invisible market in the past. Now we're starting to get on the radar under ratings. The businesses are growing here, so it's obvious that they're doing well, they're prospering. We're not the obvious invisible market that we used to be.
This new relevance of Hispanics here doesn't seem to catch the attention of the candidates, especially of Barack Obama this year.
Because we are predominantly and have always been a large African-American DMA, that Obama is pretty much relying on that. So I think McCain is the only one who's trying to target the Hispanic community to make up for the African-American vote that is probably the majority going to go to Obama.
If Barack Obama was sitting here, what issue would you ask him to talk about?
I would definitely ask his opinion on immigration. I would want to know how much he considers the Hispanic vote and the Hispanic population, because of the fact that it's not just growing here in Louisiana, it's growing in all parts of, like, everywhere.
If you could talk to John McCain, what would you ask him to talk about?
The same thing. I think I would ask him the same questions. Basically, the Hispanic community wants to be secure, that they're going to be respected, treated the same, not profiled, and not have to be harassed. If they're here and they're helping rebuild, they want to be recognized for the things that they do for the good here. And I think that I would be interested in seeing how, or their opinion, McCain or and Obama's opinion is on that issue.
I'm Diego Graglia. For more on the road to the Latino vote, La Ruta del Voto Latino, you can visit newyorktomexico.com.
The Road to the Latino Vote is produced by Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.